Dear students, let us start with the sixth chapter, chapter number six of your portion, which is regarding accounting of inventory. Now we have already done the first chapter of your end term portion, that is statement of cash flow, in which we studied about the inflow and outflow of cash throughout the year. And to know the liquidity position, that statement is prepared by the company for various decision making. Now in this chapter, in the chapter number six, we are going to study the accounting of inventory. What are the things which you have to keep in mind when you are talking about accounting of inventory? I repeat, accounting of inventory is very, very important. So what are the things you have to keep in mind for measuring or for recording inventory records? That we are going to study in this chapter. This chapter is very important. The accounting of inventory is very important because inventory affects in two financial statements. The inventory records affects in two financial statements. One is in your revenue statement. One is in your revenue statement. And second one in your balance sheet. Second one in your balance sheet. That's the reason it is very, very important that when you are accounting of inventory, it is very important to look after the various methods through which you can calculate the value of inventory. There are certain concepts which you have to follow, because since inventory becomes a part of revenue statement, as well as inventory becomes the part of balance sheet. In revenue statement, inventory is taken into consideration in a calculation called cost of goods sold. In revenue statement, inventory is taken into consideration in the calculation of cost of goods sold. What is cost of goods sold? It is nothing but total of all factory expense. What is cost of goods sold? It is nothing but total of all factory expense. So in order to calculate cost of goods sold, I need the value of inventory. Both the value of inventory, opening inventory as well as closing inventory. Because cost of goods sold, the formula for cost of goods sold is equal to opening stock, means opening inventory. I'm just writing short form for opening stock, opening inventory or opening stock, plus purchases minus closing stock. This is the formula for cost of goods sold, which is shortly called as COGS, cost of goods sold. What is the formula of cost of goods sold? Opening stock means opening inventory plus purchases minus closing stock will give you cost of goods sold. So what is the formula for COGS? Opening stock plus purchases minus closing stock. So from this formula you can make out how important the value of stock, to calculate the value of stock, how it is important. Because we need value of stock as opening stock, we need the value of stock as closing stock. So we are, for that purpose, we need to have accounting of inventory in a proper way. So as I told you, inventory get affected on both the revenue, both the statement of the company, that is revenue statement, which is commonly known as profit and loss. In revenue statement, we take the inventory cost in COGS calculation. COGS means cost of goods sold. Right? For calculating cost of goods sold, opening stock plus purchases minus closing stock is the formula. So for this, you require the value of opening stock, which you can calculate with the help of accounting of inventory. And you require the value of closing stock, again, which can be calculated, which can be measured, or which can be find out with the method of accounting of inventory, by doing a proper accounting of inventory. Right? So this was COGS, how the inventory is affecting the revenue statement. Now we are going to learn that how the inventory is affecting the balance sheet. Now inventory is a part of current asset. So in the balance sheet, inventory is the closing stock of the year of the company, the closing stock of the company, whether that stock belongs to raw material, work in progress or finished goods. It may be any stock of raw material, stock of work in progress, stock of finished goods. All the stocks are recorded in the balance sheet at the end of the year under the heading called current asset. Again, a very important point that in the balance sheet, stocks are accounted under the heading called stocks are accounted under the heading called current asset. Got my point? Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, you are listening to me or not? Tell me. Yes, so I told you that inventory is an important part of the company which has to be calculated in an effective way, because it affects in both the financial statement, in the revenue statement also and the balance sheet also. In revenue statement, it is accounted in a calculation called cost of goods sold. So when you are calculating the cost of goods sold, inventory is affected as opening stock plus purchase minus closing stock. So in this calculation, the formula itself conveys the importance of stock, the value of stock. That for this calculation, you require the value of opening stock, you require the value of closing stock, which can be measured with the effective accounting of inventory. Similarly, after writing the closing stock value in the COGS, we take this COGS in the balance sheet. We take this closing stock in the balance sheet under the heading called cost, under the heading called current asset. So that is the reason accounting of inventory is very, very important. Now we will further talk about how to calculate the value of inventory, how to monitor the value of inventory. That we are going to do further. Just we'll move further. Now, inventory balance can be monitored by using the following inventory system. Inventory account, inventory valuation can be monitored by using two methods. Inventory balance can be monitored by using two methods. They are one, periodic method. Second one is perpetual method. There are two methods through which you can monitor the value of stock or inventory. They are periodic method or perpetual method. There are two methods through which you can monitor and measure the value of inventory, the balance of inventory. One is periodic method and second one is perpetual method. Now, periodic method, both the method can be used by any company. It depends on what is the type of inventory you are following in the company. If you require a detail, if you are not supposed to get the detailed records of the inventory, they are less costly and where accurate tracking is not necessary for you. If you are dealing with an inventory which are not costly items, at the same time where accurate tracking of that particular product is not required or not possible, in that case we can go for periodic method. I repeat, when you are dealing with an inventory which is less costly or which are periodic, means where the accurate tracking of the value of the inventory or the quantity of the inventory is not necessary for you, in that case you may follow periodic method. For example, if I am talking about the sand which is used for construction company, and if I am the dealer of a sand, so in that it is not possible for me to track the accurate quantity of the sand which I am ordering from my supplier. From here I will be supplying this to my builders, right? So here in this, I got 3 trucks in a week. So that 3 trucks contain 10 tons together. 3 trucks, the quantity is 10 tons. So here, I can't measure the accurate quantity of the product every time. Why? Because it is not possible. Because as soon as the truck unload at the place where I am doing my business, but some of the sand may get spread out, so which cannot be accurately collected or calculated, right? It cannot be accurately, properly maintained by us. Definitely the sand will spread out in the area where it is unloaded. So in this case, in this type of, when you are dealing with this type of product, if a dealer is dealing with this type of product, then what happened? We can't have an accurate tracking of that particular product. We can't have an accurate tracking of particular inventory. So in this type of inventory, we may follow periodic method. Understood? So the next method is perpetual method. So when I'm talking about perpetual method, when you're dealing with when you're dealing with a stock which can be which is very costly, and at the same time they can be easily tracked, means we can have a quantity counting, we can count the quantity. In such type of stock we may follow perpetual method. Periodic method, accurate tracking is not possible or not required. When in that case we can follow periodic method. In this, this method is suitable for those where the quantities are less in less costly. They are less costly. At the same time, accurate tracking is not required. In that case, we follow periodic, because in what way we calculate the stock of the inventory is periodically. In a 1 week, how many tons of sand I get from the suppliers from where I am getting the goods, right? So in a week I am getting 10 tons. So weekly, period wise, we can give the quantity. So that is periodic method. Whereas perpetual method is used by those company where inventory can be easily accurately tracked along with their quantity and price, and they are highly costlier than the normal inventory. In that case, we are supposed to have an accurate tracking of goods. We require to have an accurate value of goods. So for that purpose, we may follow perpetual method. So periodic method, who will follow periodic method? When the stocks are less costly and accurate tracking is not necessary or not possible, there that company can follow periodic method. On the weekly basis or monthly basis, we can calculate on an average that this much quantity we have ordered. Okay, similarly in perpetual method, where the quantity has to be accurately tracked, the accurate tracking of the quantity of the product which is there lying in the godown is possible, and they are highly costly. High value goods, such type of goods should be valued in an accurate way. For that purpose, we have perpetual method. Right? So, two methods are clear. With the help of these two methods, we can monitor the balance of the inventory. Now, in perpetual method, there are three different formulas, which we are going to study. GAAP has given three different methods under perpetual method. Three methods under perpetual method. One is specification method. Second one is FIFO method. Third one is Weighted average method. But I'll be explaining you one more method which is not accepted by GAAP now, which is eliminated by GAAP, that is LIFO method. So these are the three methods under perpetual method. These are the three different ways in which we can calculate the value of stock, and by which we can value the stock. One is specification method. Now, what is specification method? Now, I will give you one example of where we can follow specification method. For example, suppose I am the manufacturer of fan, and at the same time, one of my unit is producing ball bearing. Now, ball bearing manufacturing unit is also mine, as well as fan manufacturing unit is also mine. I am producing different kinds of fan: table fan, ceiling fan, exhaust fan, or small fan, big fan. Okay, so for that fan, I require a raw material called ball bearing, because when you revolve, it requires a ball bearing inside that. Now that ball bearing is also prepared by me, so that becomes a raw material for fan making unit, right? So in the fan making unit, if I want to calculate the stock, the value of stock, how I will calculate? By using specification method. In specification method, first you produce the particular product. For example, I will produce my ball bearing. I will calculate the total cost of the production and divide it with the number of units produced by me. That will give me the price of my inventory. So that is what specification method. In specification method, you will first calculate the, in specification method mostly used by those company where raw material is also manufactured by the same company. If I am producing two different products and one product becomes the input of the another product, so in that case specification method is suitable. Whereas the other method is useful when you are buying the raw material from the outside market. Got my point? That is specification method. In specification method, if one unit of one output of one unit of your company becomes the input of the other unit, in that case specification method has to be used for calculating the cost of raw material which is introduced by the another unit. So in specification method, what we'll do, we'll calculate the total cost of production of that particular product which I am producing, say about ball bearing. Then I will divide that total cost of production with the number of units. That will give me the price of one ball bearing. So how many ball bearing you are using in the another unit, that I can easily find out with the help of specification method. Right? Now, specification method can be means more efficiently used by those company where the input become, where the output of one unit become the input of another unit. In that case, specification method works very effectively. And I'm not saying that company is only using specification method. No, they can use any method. They can use any method. In one unit, they might be using specification method. But in another unit, they might be using FIFO method or weighted average method. Right? So in FIFO method, now we'll move on to the next method. This three method, FIFO, weighted average and LIFO, is useful for those company where they are not producing the inventory, but they are buying the inventory from the outside market and then using it or selling it out. So that, for in order to calculate, in order to properly accounting of proper inventory, we may follow FIFO method, weighted average method and LIFO method. Now, in order to explain all these three methods, I'll give one sum. I will take an example of one particular problem, right? With the help of that particular problem, I'll find out the value of cost of goods sold, means the cost of goods sold by me, and the closing inventory by three different methods, FIFO, weighted average and LIFO. So I'll be giving you, I'm explaining you that three methods with the help of one problem. Now, the question is, I have opening stock. Opening stock is 4000 units at the rate of 3, at the rate of rupees 3, 4000 units at the rate of rupees 3. This is the opening stock. I purchase more units. Purchase, suppose, 5000 units at the rate of 4 rupees. 5000 units at the rate of 4 rupees. Again, my question, there is a call from the production unit or the sales department. There is a call from the sales department or the production department that issue 6000 units of goods. How much? 6000 units is sold or used for production. Suppose I take it as 6000 unit is sold or is issued to the production department. Now I have to find out two questions. One, find the value of COGS, cost of goods sold, and closing stock by various methods. So I am giving you three methods now. One is FIFO method. Second one is LIFO method. And third one is weighted average. I will take it here. Let me take in this way. FIFO method A, FIFO method B. LIFO method, as per LIFO method, what is the value? And C, as per weighted average, VAT method, weighted average method, VAM method, what will be your COGS? Now, chalo, let's talk about the FIFO method. Now, my question is, I have opening stock 4000 units at the rate of 3. I have purchased more units, 5,000 units at the rate of rupees 4. Now there is a call from the sales department or from the purchase department, or from the production department, that issue 6,000 units. Either it is sold. Take an example, it is sold. So goods sold value is 6,000 units. Now find out the COGS as per your FIFO method. Now what does FIFO method says? FIFO method says that first in, first out. First in, first out. That means you have acquired first stock 4,000 at the rate of 3. This is the first stock which came in. First in. So when there is a call from the sales department that issue or load in the truck, this much, 6,000 units. So the company's storekeeper will remove this stock first, because this method says that first in, first out. So 4,000 stock will be removed from the godown to the, or loaded to the truck. Remaining 2,000, because you have to total do 6,000 ka loading, right? In the stock, in the, what you say, in your truck. So 4,000 will be 4,000 into 3, 12,000. Cost of goods sold you have to find out. Now 6,000 units is sold, so you have to find out the cost of goods. For finding out the cost of goods sold, you have to find out the value of 6,000 units sold by you. So opening stock is 4,000 into 3, 12,000, and remaining 2,000 I will take from this. 2,000 into 4, 8,000. So 12 plus 8, I repeat, first in, first out. What is that? So when there is a call from the sales department that load in the truck 6,000 units, the storekeeper, since he is following FIFO method, he will first load 4,000 units Juna stock, the old stock, first in, first out. So 4,000 into 3, 12,000. Got my point? So 4,000 into 3, 12,000. Remaining 2,000, he will take from the new lot of the product. So this is the new lot. So 4,000 into 4. Because the storekeeper is not concerned with the selling price. He has to maintain the stock at cost price. So he will see the cost price, not the selling price. So according to him, the cost price is 3 rupees and 4 rupees. So 4,000 into 3, 12,000. 2,000 from this stock, because 6,000 is the total output, outward of sale. Means total goods sold. So 4,000 from here and 2,000 from here. So 12 plus 8. How you got 8,000? 2,000 units into 4 rupees each. That is 8,000. And 4,000 into 3 rupees each. That is 12,000. So what is the cost of goods sold? Your COGS value will be 20,000. Now I have to find out the closing stock. Now you tell me the closing stock which is there, of from which stock the closing stock is remaining. From this stock the closing stock is remaining, or from this stock? Total I have 9,000 units. Out of that 6,000 units is sold. So 3,000 is the balance. Now 3,000 is remaining from this lot or this lot? Yes, I'm asking you. 3,000 is remaining from this lot of product or this lot of product? Yes? And you told me, sir, from this lot, because this is sold. Very good. I am very happy that I got this answer. So your lot, whatever 3,000 stock is remaining, is from the this lot of goods. So 3,000 into 4. So what is your closing stock value? It will be 12,000. So I think that point is clear. Again, I will repeat. I have given you one question. With the help of this question, I will explain all the methods, right? And then we'll talk about the advantages and disadvantages of methods. Okay. Now opening stock, I have given 4,000 units at the rate of 3. Purchases, I made a purchase 5,000 units at the rate of 4. Right. Now there is a call from the sales department that from the godown load 6,000 units in the truck. So the storekeeper loaded 6,000 units in the truck. Now I have to find out the cost of goods sold and the closing stock. In the because these are the two things which I have to find out. Right. So cost of, what is the value of cost of goods sold and closing stock by FIFO method? What will be your cost of goods sold and closing stock by LIFO method? What will be your cost of goods sold and closing stock by VAM method? What is VAM method? Weighted average cost. Now, FIFO method says that first in, first out. First in, first in, first out. First in, first out. So, according to this FIFO method, which is the stock which is first came in 4,000 units? So, I will remove this stock first. The storekeeper first load this 4,000 in the truck. Got the point? So 4,000 into 3, that is 12,000. and the remaining 2000, because 6000 I have to load, right? So remaining 2000 from this lot he will take the goods. So 2000 into 4, 8000. So 12 plus 8, 20,000 is my cost of goods sold. 20,000 is my cost of goods sold. Got my point? Yes. So now how much stock is remaining? See, from here I took 4,000, so full stock is gone. From here I took only 2,000, so 3,000 stock is remaining. So as per FIFO method, 3,000 into 4 will be my closing stock. As per FIFO method, 3,000 into 4 will be my closing stock. Got the point? Yes.